It will be weeks before southeastern crop growers know the full extent of freeze damage from this week's events, perhaps as early as USDA's first crop progress report of the year. That according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
As we move to Monday, April 3rd, that may be our first glimpse on just what has transpired with this mid-March cold outbreak.
Rippey says the Thursday early morning hours in much of the southeast recorded the coldest temperatures of this outbreak, which potentially means
it does not look particularly good for some of the early bloomers, such as peaches.
Such as South Carolina's peach crop, with orchards reporting low temperatures in the high teens to low 20s. Even central Georgia peach orchards have reported lows in the mid-20s or colder during the freeze event.
So not a good picture, unfortunately, for the peach crop that was pushed along by this record-setting February warmth.
Additional crops that could be impacted by this freeze event include blueberries and nursery-raised plants. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.